Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Good morning. It's January 13th, 2022, and this is 5-Minute Daily Devotionals with Religionless Christianity. This morning, we're going to be in the Gospel of Luke, still in chapter 3, and this time looking at verse 10. And verse 10 reads, "And the crowds asked him, 'What then shall we do?' A very wise question." Now, this is a response to John the Baptist confronting them, calling them a brood of vipers, if you remember, telling them that every tree that doesn't bear good fruit will be thrown into the fire, and also telling them that just claiming to be, as they said, Abraham's children wasn't good enough. You know, so wisely they ask, "What then shall we do?" John tells them, "Whoever has two tunics is to share with him who has none. And whoever has food is to do likewise." He tells tax collectors, "Collect no more than you are authorized to do." And finally, to soldiers, he says, "Do not extort money from anyone by threats or by false accusations, and be content with your wages." So to three different groups of individuals, he basically calls out major accusations against them. Remember, the first group was Pharisees. According to the Gospel of Matthew, they were stingy. They didn't want to share what they had to help take care of those in need. Tax collectors, they're thieves. Soldiers are likewise thieves, but bullies, basically. So what then shall you do? Shall I do? You know, we all have areas and sins in our lives that grip us stronger than others. And unfortunately, we don't have John the Baptist, you know, to confront us, but we do have the Word of God and the Holy Spirit to confront us. So an honest evaluation, I think, needs to be done, and this should really be a daily evaluation. You know, so what are the areas where you fall short of that righteous life we're called to live by? And it's unlikely that we're going to fix them all overnight, but through recognizing our flaws, according to the Word of God, and then taking it to him in prayer and repentance, we can begin to bear the good fruit that leads to eternal life. You know, this country is infected with a victim mentality. Everyone points the finger at everyone else. So if you want to look different and live different, actually make a difference for the kingdom, stop worrying about everyone else so much and fix what you can fix. Control what you can control. And our psalm today comes from Psalms 65, verse 5 and 6 and 8. "By awesome deeds you answer us with righteousness, O God of our salvation, the hope of all the ends of the earth and of the farthest seas, so that those who dwell at the ends of the earth are in awe at your signs." And our proverb today comes from Proverbs 13, verse 3. And it reads, "Whoever guards his mouth preserves his life. He who opens wide his lips comes to ruin. And I'll end praying for you, and our prayer comes from Psalm 145. May the Lord show you he is gracious and merciful, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love, that the Lord is good to all, and his mercy is over all that he has made. May you know the Lord is near to all who call on him, to all who call on him in truth, that the Lord preserves all who love him. God bless.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.